Okay, Chair, you're on the record.
Okay, thank you. I'll call the Special Committee on Project Finance meeting of the Alaska Energy Authority to order August 27th at 9:33 a.m. Roll call, please.
Yes, sir. Mr. Copeland?
Here.
Mr. Mitchell?
Hello.
Mr. Seidman?
Here.
Okay, Chair, you have a quorum.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
I move to approve the agenda as presented.
I'll second.
Okay, any discussion, modifications to the agenda? Okay, hearing none, roll call vote, please.
Yes, sir. Mr. Seidman?
Yes.
Mr. Mitchell?
Yes.
Mr. Copeland?
Yes.
Okay, the motion carries, Chair.
Okay, thank you. We'll go to public comments to anybody online. Jennifer, I'll hand it over to you.
Okay, if there's anybody in the room that would like to make a public comment. Okay, if there's anybody on the phone or on the Teams meeting that would like to make a public comment, please raise your hand. Okay. And if there's anybody on the phone line that would like to make a public comment, please press star 9 and you'll be recognized.
Jennifer, and through the chair, is it possible if anyone wants to identify themselves? I don't know who all's on the phone, but I would just like it for the record if anyone would like to identify themselves on the meeting.
Sure. Let's go. The other people that are on the Teams meeting, if you could state your name and affiliation for the record, that would be great.
Yeah, good morning. I'm Thomas Topher with PFM Financial Advisors. We're here for part of the presentation later.
Matt Schoenfeld, PFM Financial Advisors, here with Thomas. Thank you.
Okay, and then also, Mr. Mitchell, we have a couple folks here in the boardroom, so we'll go, AEA staff is here, but we have some people in the audience here that might want to identify themselves. You'll have to.
Vice President from Meridian.
Good morning. Bob O'Neill, Vice President.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. And thank you, Director Mitchell, for those introductions so we know who's in the audience. Do we have any public comments?
No, sir. There's no public comments.
Okay, thank you. And we have no old business on the agenda. So new business is project finance options. And I will turn it over to Director Thayer.
Okay, I'm going to share the screen one second.
All right, thank you. For the public and for those and for the board and for the finance committee, what we wanted to do was we have several major projects. There are several different options to finance such projects, and the goal was is to work with the three of you to flesh a lot of these out. This is not the meeting to make decisions at. There probably will be other options coming forward, but the three that are kind of rising to the top, one with the Department of Energy Loan Program Office, another with CFC, who currently has the majority of AEA bonds, and then also with Meridian through a private-public partnership. And so we just wanted to walk through, explore those. We've had Mark's been spearheading this. We do also have Ryan and Josie and Jim Mendenhall here to help answer questions. And we do have 2.5 hours slated. We do have some presentations from the three folks I did mention. And so we do have kind of a tight schedule. So if you have questions, jot them down. We're going to get to them. And we also have PFM on the phone. PFM has been AEA's financial advisors for 35 years at least. since original Bradley Construction, and then when we did the $166 million bonding for the upgrades and required project work, they were also our financial advisors as well. And so they will be on the phone, and they'll be on the phone throughout the meeting. So if there's any particular questions or something you want to ask of them, they do work for us, so definitely we want them involved. So with that, let me turn it over to Mark, and he can walk us through what the plan is for today.
Great. Thank you, Curtis. So like Curtis said, I've been working a lot with Curtis and Jim. Jim's on the director of owned assets here, and a couple of the folks he's got here are Josie and Ryan. And Ryan's really heading up the Dixon project, and Josie's helping a lot with everything, including SIPLink. So this is the first finance subcommittee meeting that we've had for these projects. We're really focusing here on the Dixon diversion project and the SIPLink project. Like Curtis said, there'll be subsequent meetings. We're really starting from the ground up here, so you'll see some introductory slides that are just giving an update on the projects, talking about where we're at financially on these projects. So on the first slide there, or the next slide, the meeting purpose and plan, we're going to discuss the financial status of these large projects and then specific funding options. So this is split into a public session and an executive session. So the public session, we're going to go provide the background and the overview, but then we don't have term sheets that have been proposed by any of these partners, but we've been working with them to understand what term sheets could look like. So during the executive session, we can talk about specific finance options, and that's what the plan is there. So we've got an hour and a half to go through this deck. And like Curtis said, PFM, they've been financial advisors here. They're under an NDA. They can participate in an executive session throughout. And they can really, they have expertise. They have, you know, public finance infrastructure, including energy development expertise. They can provide some comments throughout, and this can be fairly open. If if you have comments or questions, we can address them as needed. But for these first couple slides, I think it's probably better to have Jim talk about the large capital projects, and then a slide or two after that.
Okay. Good morning. Yeah, we've got the two capital projects. And we'll let Ryan, who's in charge of Dixon, first run over Dixon, and then if you have any follow-up questions, he'll be happy to answer those. And then I'll go into the SIPLink project. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. I believe everyone's familiar with the Dixon diversion project, but just for the record, it's an expansion of the existing AEA-owned Bradley Lake hydroelectric facility. It's a diversion project that is going to divert glacial water from the toe of the Dixon Glacier through about a 5-mile-long tunnel under a mountain into the existing Bradley Lake Reservoir. To accommodate the additional inflows, we're also doing modifications to the dam and spillway to raise the reservoir by 14 feet. And this project will increase the amount of energy produced from the Bradley project by about 180,000 megawatt hours per year, which represents a 50% increase in energy from the project, displacing about 1.5 billion cubic feet of natural gas per year. It's largely a tunneling project. The current cost estimate is $342 million for construction. Right now, we're wrapping up our final year of environmental studies and plan to submit our FERC license amendment application in January of 2026. Happy to answer any questions you have on the project.
Okay, the Cook Inlet Power Link, that was the basis of this project was identified a number of years ago in Rail Belt Strategic Transmission Plan that a redundant path was needed from the southern region of the Rail Belt up to the central region. right now there's currently, of course, the line that comes up from Kenai around the arm and in. So in 2023, the AEA, in conjunction with their five rail belt utilities, submitted an application to the Department of Energy for some grant money. We were awarded a grant, $206.5 million. This project is, the original budget was at $413 million. Where we are right now is we've done some preliminary design work, preliminary scheduling, and our plan, the need is for a 200 megawatt transfer across that link due to budgetary restrictions.
Jim, can I pause you? I'm going to have to redial in. The line is disconnecting because, well, no one's calling in, so it will.
Okay. I will hold.
Welcome to Open Voice Audio Services. Please enter your conference room number followed by the pound or hash sign. Incorrect conference room number. You entered 22. Please re-enter your conference room number. Incorrect conference room number. You entered 12753619. Please re-enter your conference room number followed by the pound or hash sign. Conference room number accepted. If you are the organizer, press the star key now. Otherwise, please enter your PIN followed by the pound or hash sign. For a menu of available commands, press star 1. All participants are muted but may unmute themselves. Handbrake. All participants are muted and may not unmute themselves. Hand raising is on.
Okay. Continue. Okay. So I guess what we decided, just for best value, currently what we need, we plan to install three cables, HVDC. There's some advantages to using DC in these long underwater runs. We will connect up, we will build converter stations for 100 megawatts transfer capacity, and then down the road, if we want to increase that capacity, we'll basically build the other half of the converter stations for the full 200 megawatts. For funding, as I said, the project is $413 million. 50% of that is coming from a grant from the Department of Energy. Bradley Bonds have kicked in $50 million, and then we've got about another $14 million from state appropriations. So we are currently in need of about $140 million worth of additional funding. Major projects are right now. We have a preliminary schedule. We've done some preliminary engineering. We're working on the procurement of the long lead items, specifically the cables and the converter stations. And then we've also started the process. We've engaged HDR to do some work next summer in the inlet to work on some environmental studies. So in a nutshell, that's where we are. Happy to answer any questions.
Just real quickly, so I made sure I heard Jim. So it would be the converters would have half capacity initially, like 100 megawatts, and then full capacity later.
Yes, that's correct. We'll have three cables in there. We'll basically utilize two of the cables, a positive and a negative, and have half the converter stations at each end. If we want, when the time comes to increase the capacity to 200 megawatts, either for more renewables to be put online, different wherever the power needs to flow, we build the second half of the converter stations and utilize that third line, and then we have the full 200 megawatt transfer capacity.
Thank you.
Of course. Okay. So just to review on the funding status, on this slide, Dixon Diversion, the total cost is $361 million. That includes about $19 million of owner of AEA's costs. So the construction cost is $342 million. $19 million raised to date, so funds still needed $342 million. On the Cook Inlet Power Link, we talked about the cost, $413 million, funds raised $271 million, we still need $142 million. So I guess that's really the basis of the meeting, how we go forward and what get some direction from the subcommittee. The next slide is the construction timeline. As Ryan went over, the groundbreaking for the construction May of 27, commissioning late in 2030 for that power to be brought online, and the additional funding we should have enough funding right now to take us through the planning stage and permitting, and then we need additional funding in 2027 to really kick off some of the construction work. For Cook Inlet Power Link, based on the availability of what we have and the match requirements, we're set out in FY28, which is July 1, 2027. We need some additional funding for that project right now, but we're good for the next year or so. Good for the next couple years.
Chair Copeland, this is where we would enter into an executive session to start talking about some of the details of these finance options. Is there a draft motion?
Yeah, Mr. Chair. This is Robert Siegman. I move the committee enter into an executive session to discuss confidential financial matters related to project financing. This is supported by the Open Meetings Act, Alaska Statute 44.62.310, which allows the board to consider confidential matter in executive session. In the case the board believes that these subjects, which would have an adverse effect upon the finances of AEA, are protected by law due to rules protecting personal privacy and certain business information.
And I'll second that, Mr. Chair.
So you're on mute, but I will do a roll call, Mr. Copeland. So, Mr. Seidman?
Yes.
Mr. Mitchell?
Yes.
Mr. Copeland?
Yes.
The motion carries, Chair. So we will move into executive session. Okay, Chair, you're back on the record.
Okay, we're out of executive session. I want to advise that the committee's not taking any formal action on the matters discussed in executive session. Member comments. Robert.
John, great meeting. I think it's important to look at financial options. We have limited time, although 2 years seems like a long time. It actually goes by very quickly. Great projects on the horizon, great for Alaska and energy in Alaska, and I look forward to continuing the conversation.
Thank you. Doug?
Yeah, I just want to second what Robert just stated. Time is of the essence, and I appreciate staff putting together and bringing in the folks that have discussed both Meridium and the other financial options, including the LPO and CFC and the NFC folks. Yeah, I think this is a good start, and I welcome the staff's continued discussion on our options and fleshing these out. I thought this was a very good meeting. Thank you.
Yeah, I echo those comments. I really appreciate the staff putting this together. It seems timely, and they've done the pre-work and good time to kind of get an overview of some of these options. And also want to extend my appreciation to you and Robert. Manage a little bit bigger projects and look at a broader range of financing options than I do, so appreciate your willingness to serve on this subcommittee. And with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I'll second.
With no objection, we're adjourned.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Sam. Bill Curtis, thanks again, and see you guys later.
Take care.
Cheers.
Robert,